all, it changes everything for us and our parents.
当我们学会爬行的时候，这些开始改变。
When we learn to walk, it changes things even more.
当我们学会行走的时候，这样的改变更多。
That process of change continues throughout our lives.
这同样的过程会持续的一直在我们的生活中改变。
Eventually, we get so old, someone has to take care of us again.
直到我们老的时候，我们又需要人来照顾我们。
But there is something that never changes in our world.
但是有些东西永远不会改变的。
And what never changes is what is necessary for us to have eternal life.
我们需要改变的是，我们应该得到上帝永不改变的。
Let me change that, Lily.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
To help us have abundant and meaningful lives.
也有一些东西我们会永远不会改变。我们需要拥有丰富而有意义的生活。
God never changes.
上帝，我们的神永不改变。
His creative nature never changes.
他创造的本质永不改变。
His love for us never changes.
他对我们的爱永不改变。
His holiness never changes.
他的圣洁永不改变。
His will never changes.
他的旨意永不改变。
And his truth never changes. Did I add that in? Okay.
No,
we'll go on.Because God never changes, we can have a foundation to build our lives on.
我们可以有一个永久的基础来建立我们的生活。
But think again about the changes in life.
但是感谢我们生活中那么多的变换。
Governments change.
我们的政府在改变。
There are sometimes there's a change in leadership.
领导们在不断的改变。
Laws and policies change.
我们的法律跟我们的政策在不停的改变。
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
有时是好的，有时是不好的。
Technology changes.
我们的科技在改变。
Here is a change that has happened in my lifetime.
我们的手机就不断的在更新，在变化。
That's change.
这就是变化，这就是改变。
Do some of you know and remember Kiki?
你们记得有个叫 Kiki 的吗？
She was a part of this congregation.
她就是这样改变，其中改变的一样东西。
She is back home in China today with her parents.
她今天跟她的母亲父母回中国了。
2 weeks ago, my wife Judy and I talked to Kiki.
两个星期之前 Kiki 跟我们有交流，有交谈，有跟我们见面。
We did it on the cell phone.
我们是在电话里面，通过电话在跟她交流。
We could see her parents.
我们还见到了她的父母在视频上。
And they could see us.
他也可以看到我们。
That is a change from just a few years ago.
这就是几年前我们开始的改变，可以在视频上看到对方。
So changes always happen in this world.
在这个世界上，随时都有很多很多的变化。
But now I want to talk with you.About the change that is necessary for us in this world.
现在我要跟你们谈到的是在这个世界上哪些是需要改变的。
If we want to have purpose and meaning and peace, we must allow God to give us that change.
如果我们想我们的生活、我们的目标有改变，那么我们应该让上帝来，我们的主来改变我们。
We're all guilty of sin.
我们都有犯罪。
That is doing what is wrong in God's sight. That is doing what is wrong and disobedient to God. That's easier.
我们都有犯罪，对我们来说。
That's you're good. We're good.
Okay, okay. We're good.
Sin, let's just do this. Sin is wrong.
犯罪是错误的。
Sin brings spiritual death.
人犯罪会把人带到死亡。
Sin separates us from a relationship with God.
犯罪让我们跟我们的天父，我们的上帝隔绝。
Sin leads us to treat others badly.
犯罪让我们很对待别人非常的不好。
But God has given us a promise to bring us how to bring us to Him and change that sin in our lives.
上帝让我们改变，让我们做很大的改变。
When we make that change.
当我们做那样的改变的时候
，It comes through our belief in Jesus Christ.
当我们做改变的时候，我们相信上帝的时候，我们会做改变。
We turn from the world's way of living and turn to Jesus.
我们在相信这个世界的时候，生活在这个世界的时候，改变信我们的主，信我们的上帝。
When we do that, He gives us purposeful and holy lives.
当我们改变的时候，他给我们有一个有目标的、有意义的生活。
Let me give you a physical illustration of what I'm talking about.
现在我要给你们讲解一下我现在要讲的。
If you build a house on a solid foundation, it will stand strong for many years.
当我们把房子建在一个很牢固的地基上的时候，这个房子就可以在那里屹立不到很多年。
You can change things inside the house.
你可以在房子里面不停地装修改变。
But it will still be strong.
然后还是非常的坚固牢固。
If you build a house on a weak foundation, it will eventually fall.
如果你把这个房子建在一个不牢靠的地基上，这个房子就会跌倒，会倒塌。
So putting our faith in Jesus Christ is building our lives on a strong foundation.
如果把我们的信心建立在基督的身上，我们就会有一个很非常美好的生活。
So I want to now talk about the promises that Jesus has made to us to help us. I'm skipping.
Oh, okay, I got it. 现在我要跟大家讲的是基督的承诺的以下的几点。
A few moments ago in John chapter 14, you read about some of those promises.
在约翰福音十四章一到六节，你们可以读到很多关于上帝的承诺的一些经文。
I'm going to talk about those changes in those six verses.
我将给你们讲解六点在里面所有的改变。
In verse 1, he says, if we believe, it will bring peace into our lives.
在第一单节里面，他告诉我们，他会把平安带到我们的生活里面。
Jesus' disciples became very worried about what was going to happen to him.
基督的门徒非常的担心，什么事情将会改变。
They were afraid.
他们非常的害怕，惧怕。
They did not understand his words about his sacrifice.
他们不明白他所说的牺牲是什么的含义，是什么的意思。
I'm sorry. He told them to believe in God.
他告诉他们一定要相信上帝。
He told them to believe in Him.
他告诉他们一定也要相信他。
That means to trust completely.
那所讲解的意思就是要完全的信任。
When we trust in Him, it overcomes the fear and troubled hearts.
如果我们完全相信了他，我们的内心没有惧怕。
In verse 2, he promised a place for them in heaven.
第二节谈到的是要相信上帝。
That is a place to call home forever.
那个可以被我们称为永远的家。
In verse 3, he promised to prepare that place for us.
在第三节里面他讲到他会为我们预备地方。
And he promised to come and get us and take us to heaven to be with him there.
他答应我们一定会来接我们回去，跟他住在一起。
For them, he was promising to come back after the resurrection.
当他复活以后，他对我们说，他承诺我们会回来，会带我们回天家。
For us, that promise is to return to this earth someday for us also.
对我们来讲也是给我们的信心，他会带我们回去，回天家。
In verse 4, he said, "We know the way to go to heaven."
在第四节他讲到，我知道这条路，这条信仰上帝的道路。
And that is the way of faith and trust.
那就是我们的信心跟我们对他的依靠。
It is the only way.
这是唯一的道路。
Thomas spoke for all of them when he said, "But Lord, we don't know the way."
多马代表所有人说话，他说他并不知道到底发生了什么事情。
And in verse 6, Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
在这一节里面，基督讲到，我是唯一的真理、生命和道路。
Jesus is the one way to salvation.
我们生命的只有一次。
He is the one truth about sin and forgiveness.
他可以完全的宽恕我们。
And he is the one life of freedom from the power of sin.
生命只有一次。
We know this is true because he promised.
我们知道这是真的，因为他承诺过我们。
So the first promise is to give us eternal life.
所以第一个承诺就是他会给我们永生。
The second promise is that salvation is for everyone who will respond to him.
第二个承诺是对所有响应他的爱的人的拯救。
In Romans 10:13, he said that everyone who believes and calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
在罗马书第十章第三节，他讲到，凡求告主之名的，求告主名的，就必得救。
There are three parts to that promise.
这个节章里面有三个非常重要的事情。
First, it's for everyone.
第一节第一点是所有的人。
That means people of America.And people of China.
这就代表美国人、中国人或者其他国家的人，所有人。
Second, it's everyone who will believe and ask for that forgiveness.
第二个是召唤，这不仅仅是一个寻求帮助，然后就会被忘记的召唤。这是我们对他的信任和承诺的召唤。
Good. And the third is that.We will have all of our sins removed.
第三点是得救，被所有的所被所原谅，被原谅所有的罪。
The way I like to express that is to say that it is complete trust in Jesus.
我看来这个理解的意思就是我们完全要信任我们的上帝，我们的天父。
But Romans 5:8 helps us understand how this works even a little more, how much he loves us.
这一点让我们帮助更加理解是怎么样的。
He loves us even when we were guilty of our sin.
他非常的爱我们，甚至当我们犯了罪的时候，他还是如此的爱我们。
He does not wait until we're good to start loving us.
他不是因为我们从不好改变到好的时候才来帮助我们。
He loves us before that.
他爱我们更多。
Human love is very often self-serving.
我们人类的爱是非常，我们人类的爱是自私自利的爱。
God's love is seeking what is best for us.
上帝对我们的爱是用他最大的大爱来爱我们。
That means he loves you and me despite our sin.
尽管我们犯了罪，他还是爱你，爱我们。
Isn't that good news to know he loves you now?
这是不是一个很好的消息对你们来说？我们的天父是那么的爱我们。
He does for us what we cannot do for ourselves.
他为我们所做的一切，我们自己是不能做，是做不到的。
He loves us and forgives us.
他爱我们的同时也宽恕我们。
He promised to do that.
他承诺一定会这么做。
There's a third promise that I see.
这是第三个他的承诺是。
In John 14:26, he made a special promise.
在约翰福音十四章二十六节，他做了一个特别的承诺。
Do you have it written in Chinese, the verse itself?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Then I'll just paraphrase it.
Okay. Thank you.
In that verse, he promised to send us a helper to live our new lives.
他说在这个承诺里面他会派圣灵来帮助我们。
And that helper is his very own Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
And he made a promise to those disciples about the Holy Spirit.
他给他的门徒里面做了承诺，这些做了承诺，讲这些圣灵的事。
He said the Holy Spirit would teach them and help them remember what Jesus had said. He would help them remember his words.
他会帮助他们记住，教导他们过一种正确的生活。
He does the same for us today.
他给我们教导我们的也是一样的。
When we read God's word,
当我们读神的话语的时候，
God's Holy Spirit helps us understand this word.
上帝的圣灵教我们对经文更加的理解。
That is why the Bible is so valuable to us all.
这就是为什么圣经对我们来说非常的有意义。
So God's Spirit lives within me and you.
上帝的圣灵住在你的心里，也住在我的心里。
That means he is a very personal God.
他就是我们自己心里的那个天父。
When times are difficult and we feel all alone, he is still with us.
当你感到有困难的时候，很孤单的时候，当你的上帝，我们的天父与我们同在。
Have you ever felt lonely and all alone?
你有感到过困难跟孤单吗？
Maybe you've been separated from your family.
可能你现在跟你们的家人是分开的。
But God is still with you.
但是上帝与你同在。
Always.
时时刻刻与我们同在。
He promised.
他承诺他一定会做到与我们同在。
There is a fourth promise.
他的第四个承诺是。
God has a good plan for your life.
上帝为我们做了一个非常好的计划。
He has a purpose for you.
他有一个很好的目标给我们。
Long before Jesus came, something happened in the life of the Jewish people. I just added that.
Okay.
Back in history.
在我们过去的历史里面。
The context.
Okay, thank you.
She is doing a wonderful job of helping me. Yes, she is. I'm very difficult. Okay? All right. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11.
在耶利米书的那间里面,
God's people were going to go into bondage for 70 years.
上帝的子民将要被掳狱七十年。
And God gave them a word of hope through Jeremiah.
直到神赐给他们希望的话语。
Even though hard times were coming to them, God would still be with them.
甚至在非常困难的时候，上帝是与他们同在的。
He would give them a hope and a promise.
他给他们整个的承诺。
Someday, he would bring them home.
他将会把他们带回天家。
Jesus has given us that same promise.
我们的天父也给我们同样的承诺。
No matter how hard this life is, we are important to him.
不管这个我们这个世界的生活是有多么的困难，我们对他们来对他来说是非常重要的。
And everything he does is for our welfare and for a future and for hope.
他所做的一切都是为了我们有美好的将来，有更好的希望。
When I feel troubled, I remember that God is in control.
当我遇到困难的时候，我记住有我的主在那里掌控一切。
And he is going to take care of me.
他将会很好地照顾我，然后给我依靠。
And he will take care of you.
他同时也会很好地照顾你，让你成为他能成为你的依靠。
Okay, a fifth promise Jesus made.
第五个承诺是。
Sometimes we do not even know what to do or how to pray.
Yes. 有时候我们在祷告的时候，我们不知道怎么祷告，怎么做。
When that happens, God's Spirit will pray for us.
当这样的事情发生的时候，上帝的圣灵会为我们说话，会为我们祷告。
Let me give an explanation that I think we can understand.
让我给你们解释一下是怎么样。
I can only speak English. I cannot speak Chinese.
我只能讲英文，不能讲中文。
And when I try to speak Chinese, no one can understand it.
当我说想说中文的时候，我想在座的没有一个人知道我在讲什么。
So when I want to talk to someone in Chinese, I need help.
当我想跟谁讲中文的时候，我需要别人的帮助。Thank you.
I need a translator.
我需要翻译在我身边。
When I've been in China and people talk to me, we need a translator.
当我在中国的时候，我想跟别人讲话，我需要一个翻译在我身边。
When you need to talk to God and you don't have the words to say,
当你想跟上帝讲话的时候，你不知道怎么讲。
You need a translator.
你需要一个翻译。
Do you know who that translator is?
你知道那个翻译是什么吗？是谁吗？
God's Holy Spirit.
那就是我们说的圣灵。
Isn't that good news? That's good news.
你们认为这是个非常好的消息吗？
Even when we do things that are wrong and fail,
当我们做错事的时候，
He stands between God and us and protects us.
当我们做错事的时候，如果我们通过圣灵祷告，我们的上帝会保佑我们。
Another illustration.
另外一个要点是一个解释。
Sometimes our efforts to serve God are very weak.
当我们努力去想服侍主的时候，其实我们是非常软弱的。
I don't feel that I communicate well in this setting.
In this.
And I don't I don't communicate well when translation is needed.
当我想跟你们交流的时候，我的表达的语言是不够的，是不可以的，是解释不了的。
But I can trust God and Lily to help me.
Thank you. 我相信上帝跟莉莉在这里可以帮助我跟你们交流。
That's what the Holy Spirit does for us every day.
这就是圣灵在我们生活中每天所起的作用，是多么的重要。
He promised to help us that way.
他答应一定会帮助我们。
Okay, number six, another promise.
第六点是。
This is maybe my favorite right now.
这是我最喜欢的一个承诺。
He promised us a personal peace that the world cannot give us.
他答应我们这个世界上可以，这个世界给不了我们的东西。
In John 14:27, he promised us his own peace.
他在约翰福音第二十七章里面，约翰福音的二。
Jesus knew that he was going to be crucified.
耶稣他知道他要为我们去牺牲。
He was going to die a painful death.
他将会为我们去牺牲，这将是非常的痛苦的。
But his peace was so great that he could do it.
他的心是非常的安稳，他有信心，他可以做得到。
He will share his very own peace with you.
他会给我们分享他所有的一切。
You do not have to find it for yourself, he will give it to you.
你不需要去寻求，他会赐给你的。
He will give you his peace late at night when you're afraid.
当你害怕的时候，他会给到你平安。
He will give you his peace every moment if you allow it.
如果你允许的话，他会每时每刻、每分每秒都给我们带来平安。
This world is not a world of peace.
这是一个不平安、不和平的世界。
There are wars and bad things in every direction.
在所有的时候，经常也有战争，所有的不好的事情有发生。
There are many things wrong in this world.
这个世界上有很多不好的事情。
And that can cause us to not have peace in our lives.
这样给我们的生活带来很多的不平安、不平静。
Right now, many people are afraid of the coronavirus.
现在我们很多人很惧怕、很担心。现在我们最新发生的，新冠病毒。
They're wearing a mask over their face.
所有的人都戴上口罩。
People cannot travel from one country to another.
我们不能去别的国家旅游。
There is much worry. Jesus will help us live in peace.
我们的天父，我们的主会给我们带来心里带来平安。
If we let him, he will take away our guilt.
如果我们相信他，他会把我们的这种惧怕给去除掉。
He'll take away our sin.
他把我们的罪也给可以消除。
He will take away our failure. Our failure, things we
把我们的惧怕给带走。
He'll take away our doubts.
把我们的疑惑给带走。
He will give us peace, no matter what is happening in the world.
不管这世界上有多少的变化，他都会给我们带来和平和平安。
Oh, yes, you're doing great.In the Old Testament, there was a man named Daniel.
Old Testament.
Daniel.
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 And he had enemies because he worshipped God.
Pardon?
He had enemies.
他有很亲密的朋友。
Because he worshipped God.
一起敬拜。敬拜主的朋友。
They put Daniel in a den of lions.
他把丹尼尔放在非常
lions.
把丹尼尔释放在前面。
Good. We're doing great, all of us together.
I'm trying. I'm sorry.
You're doing wonderful. Daniel was not afraid. He was at peace.
他心里有平安，所以他不惧怕。
The lions did not harm him.
这个狮子不会伤害他。
In the New Testament, there was a new believer in Jesus named Stephen.
在新约里面有个叫史蒂文的。Stephen.
Even though people did not like him and stoned him to death, he was at peace with God.
叫史蒂文的，甚我们的人向他钉绳、钉狮子打他，他都不会惧怕。
So he will help us no matter what is happening in our lives.
不管什么发生，他都会在我们生活里面帮助我们。
That was a difficult point. We're going to go to number 7, the last one.
这是非常困难的一章。然后现在我们到了第七个，他的承诺。
Okay. He promised us complete security in Himself. Complete security. We're safe in Jesus.
在第七章里面，他在第七章里面，他告诉我们在基督里面是完全。是完全安全的。
Yes. Okay, good. In Romans, the whole 8th chapter of Romans helps us with this.
整个罗马全书里面跟我们讲的就是这样的事情。
And in verses 35 to 39, he made a great promise.
从第35节到37节，他给我们做了非常好的承诺的讲解。
That nothing...that happens to us in this world can take us away from Jesus.
不管这个世界发生什么样的事情，他都不会把我，都不可以把我们跟我们的主隔绝分离。
We belong to him forever.
我们永远属于他。
If we live, we belong to Jesus.
如果我们生活在这里，我们应该属于我们的天父，属于我们的上帝。
If we die, we belong to Jesus.
甚至我们死了也会属于我们的上帝，我们的天父。
There is nothing in all of creation that can take you away from Jesus.
不管是什么都不能隔绝我们跟我们天父的关系的爱。
He promised.
他承诺我们。
Now, what I have wanted to say to you today.Is Jesus has made some special promises to us.
今天我要跟你们讲的就是我们的天父，我们的主给我们做了很多的承诺。
He promised to provide a way for eternal life for us.
他给我们的第一个承诺就是他会给我们提供永生之路。
He promised salvation for everyone who will believe.
对所有响应他爱的人的拯救。
Everyone.
每一个人。
He promised his spirit to live within us and help us.
他的第三个承诺是他的精神活在我们心里，指引和教导我们过一种正确的生活。
He promised that he has a good plan for your life.
他承诺他会为我们的生活带来非常好的计划。
He promised you the strength to keep living for him.
他给我们生活给我们力量，让我们更加的信任他。
He promised a peace in your life that this world cannot provide.
他承诺这个世界上给予不了我们的平安，他可以带给我们平安。
He promised complete security for your life.
他承诺我们在基督里是平安，是安全的，完全安全的。
And one more promise before I close.
最后一个承诺在我要结束之前。
Jesus has promised to come back.
这个是非常重要的，他答应我们，他 一定会回来。
I believe he will keep that promise.
我相信他一定会回来，他一定会应他的承诺。
He will come back.
他会回来的。
He promised.
他答应我们，他一定会回来的。
Okay, let us join together in prayer. Let me lead us in prayer. Our Father, thank you for today, for the opportunity to preach from your word. I thank you for Lily and her help. I thank you for your Holy Spirit who takes the difficulty of translation and makes it understandable in our hearts and lives. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you for Pastor Joseph and Judy who are away today. And we ask you to bring them home safely to us soon and others that will be back soon. Keep them well and safe from illness, from any problems. So just watch over all of your people, our Father, today, wherever they are in this world. And we thank you for the opportunity this morning to worship you. In your Son's most holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.